Lady Margaret stood at her high hall door, combing her yellow hair. And by there come Willie with his new-made bride, coming from the church so near, coming from the church so near. Well, she's thrown down her ivory comb, she's thrown back her hair, and she's thrown herself from her high, high window, never to rise from there, never to rise from there. The day being gone and night come on, and all the rest were asleep, Lady Margaret rose to go and stand, weeping at Willie's bed feet, weeping at Willie's bed feet. Well, it's how do you like your bed making? How do you like your sheets? And how do you like your new-made bride? Lies in your arms asleep. Lies in your arms asleep. Well, it's well I like my bed-makings. Well do I like my sheets. But it's best of all my own true love stands weeping at my bed feet, weeping at my bed feet. A dream, a dream, he cried. I fear it bodes no good. As I saw my chamber all filled with tears, and my bride all drowned in blood. My bride all drowned in blood. And he's called down his waiting men, by one, by two, by three, saying, go and tell my new-made bride, Lady Margaret, I would go see. Lady Margaret, I must go see. Well, if you'd go see your Lady Margaret, what's to become of me? I'll only be gone an hour or two, then I'll return to thee, then I'll return to thee. Well, is she in her bowering room, or is she open to me that you may shroud, though it be sewn so fine, that I may kiss those pale cold lips as often as they have kissed mine, as often as they have kissed mine. The fathers opened that new-made coffin, her brothers pulled back the sheets, and three times he's kissed her lips and fallen dead right at her feet. And fallen dead right at her feet. They buried Lady Margaret in the old churchyard, Sweet William in the choir, and from their grave grew a red, red rose. From his grew the briar, from his grew the briar. They grew up the old church tower, till they could grow no